Got Bird 425 here, and I'm going to introduce him to the cell of Bird 06, who's been without a mate for about a week or 10 days since 40 died. Stop. This is for 425 here. He's in a cell, but he's still in the cage. And 06 is fluttering around up here, looking down, very interested. And I've got the microphone about a foot or two from 425 here, and I'm pointing at. He's quiet now. Nothing going on, so. Okay, I'm opening the door of the cell. He doesn't really know it's open yet. He's still fluttering around. And he's quiet. That was him giving a little chitter there. That was him giving a finch imitation. And I think he's just about ready to fly out now. That's him. Give me a chitter. He's still in the cage. Still in the cage. Hasn't found his way out yet. There he goes. Okay, that was him fluttering around there. He's being met by 06. They're just chittering to each other. Chittering there by 425. Birds are giving quick motions at each other, looking at each other. 06 is going away. That was 425. Some sort of regurgitating courtship feeding motions at there, solicited by 06 and then responding well by 425. The other birds are splitting up a little bit. Testing on two. Start recording. This is February 15th, 1987 at 7:30 a.m. up at the Sage Hen Creek Field Station. And I've got a net set up here with bird 425 as a decoy, and he's singing right now. Earlier, about half an hour, 45 minutes ago, several crossbills, type 2 crossbills, were heard flying over. And right now it's quiet. It's snowing, and no sign of any birds for about 15, crossbills for about 15 minutes. Stop. So we're recording. Here's a huge flock of crossbills. 25 birds. Come on.
And they're sitting down in the trees now. They're all type 2s. And they're sitting in the lodge poles. About 30 birds. Comes some birds. There's a flock of 10 and a flock of 15 merging together now. Stop.